Welcome, Daniel. It's a real thrill to have you with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, Portrait of a Spy once again features your extremely popular character, Gabriel Alon. He's an art restorer and an Israeli agent. We know your background is in journalism and international affairs. So is art history and painting also a passion of yours?
It is a passion, but I am definitely a layman. I mean, I do not have any formal training in art other than, you know, the odd art history course in college and a little bit of drawing and painting in high school. I don't possess any of Gabriel's talent. But it is a passion, and it is, I'm a bit of a selfish writer. I like to write about things that interest me, and the fact that I am able to weave two of my passions, meaning, you know, art and international affairs and the affairs of the Middle East into one book is a terrific pleasure for me.
Well, okay, I have to ask this. You lived and worked in the Middle East, so did you actually meet the person that Gabriel is based on, or is he a composite?
I would say thankfully no, because I think that Gabriel, while charming and interesting and fascinating, is not terribly, you know, he's unsettling to be around, I think. But I've met lots of characters like Gabriel, and I have lots of friends like Gabriel. And I take a little bit from each person and put them in my fictitious Gabriel, but I've never actually met Gabriel Alon.
Okay, well, with Gabriel featuring in so many of your books, at this point, does he write himself?
It wouldn't go that far. I mean, I do have to set a story in motion, but once I get the plot moving, get the characters on the page, bring the story to life, I do find that at a certain point he does take over the story, and if I just place it in his hands, he doesn't write it himself, but he will definitely point me in the right direction.
All right, well, let's talk a moment about how you write your books. Are you an extensive outliner, months on research, or do you just get a draft down and work through it?
You know what? I am not an outliner. I obviously have a general idea of what I want to do, how I want the story to start, the kind of ending that I want. But no, I don't outline. And I actually know very few, really, writers that actually do an outline, at least not good ones. Oh. There's a mental outline there, but in terms of actually writing it down, no. So what I do is, I do like to get a draft down, I believe that writing is rewriting, and my own contribution to the terminology is that I cannot fix a blank page, and so I like to get something down and then get working on it.
Oh, I like that. How long does it take you to write one of your bestsellers?
Well, I think the more appropriate question is, how long do I have? And I have about, 6 months.
Wow.
When I get off the road and get to work. But, I am not a writer who has a number of manuscripts in the drawer that are finished and that are in the production pipeline. I publish a book, and then I write a book, and then I publish a book, and then I write a book. So I will finish with this promotional tour, take a little break, and then get to work on the next one.
Oh, all right. Well,
that first draft has to be done, by the end of March at the very latest.
Okay, well, we'll hurry up this interview then.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, well, your books cover so much geographical ground, and your writing is so vivid in creating a sense of place. Do you visit the places that you write about?
Absolutely. I absolutely do. I try to walk a book from beginning to end. I do not always get access to the places I want to write about. For example, I have never been inside the Pope's private study. I was not able to travel to Saudi Arabia ever in my life, and there's been a couple of very important scenes in the Portrait of a Spy that are set in the Saudi desert, but I've never been able to get into Saudi Arabia. But otherwise, I really do try to visit the places I write about and spend as much time as I can there.
So a reader might actually see you pounding the cliffs in Cornwall?
Absolutely. I'll be the guy with a black book bag over my shoulder and a notepad. And I really do try to go see it all, walk the book, walk in Gabriel's footsteps, but, you know, really try to soak up as much as I can, to try to imbue my settings with how they really feel at that time.
Hmm. Well, one thing that's amazing about your body of work is that your books seem based on today's and tomorrow's headlines.
Right.
How do you do that? Is it just that you have this journalism researcher background?
I do. I think that being a former journalist, there's a very hot book out this month, George R.R. Martin's amazing fantasy book. And, I don't think I could ever write a fantasy book. I don't think that I could create that alternative place. I like working in the real world. I'm fascinated by the real world. And so I like my books are the real world, just a couple of degrees off, it's sort of a slight parallel universe. And that's really where I'm most comfortable working as a writer.
All right. So one has to ask, where is Gabriel going to turn up in the next book?
Well, I just got back from a research trip, a 3-week research trip to Italy and Israel.
Oh.
And spent a lot of time inside the Vatican. So there's a small clue, but I can't say anymore.
All right. Okay. Okay. When you read for pleasure, what genre and which authors do you pick up?
And I wish I could read for pleasure, but I have to do so much research reading for my novels that I rarely get a chance to read. I believe it or not, I have not read The Da Vinci Code. I have not read any of the Stieg Larsson books. So the moment I retire, I'm going to get a nice beach chair and a big stack of books and an umbrella and sit and read nonstop for a couple of months. But right now, all my time is taken up by research reading.
And actually, do you have a team of researchers that work for you?
No. you're talking to the team.
Okay.
I'm a one-man band.
Because I took Art History 101 and 102 in college, and your writing on that is, like, so detailed. I just
Thank
wondered
you.
If that's
Thank
all.
Thank you. I do all my own research.
Huh.
And I have people looking over my shoulder to make sure that I don't make any mistakes in terms of art, because Gabriel Lahn has become sort of even though he's fictitious, he's become something of a fixture in the art world, especially among the restoration community. And we really try to make those details as accurate as possible, because people in the art world read them. And if I make a mistake, I'll hear about it.
Yeah, I mean, I even enjoyed in this most recent book, you were talking about the smell of some of the concoctions he needed to cook up to use to canvas something, or
I was just in a it was glue that he was making. I was just actually in a conservation laboratory in Italy, and you have to have very powerful ventilation systems to get the smell of the chemicals out. They're really harsh and dangerous.
Well, you certainly capture that in the book. So is Gabriel headed to Hollywood?
It's been widely reported in the press that I've have been talking to Universal Studios. We're working out the last details of the deal now, and our goal is to create a franchise of films, a series of films, rather like the Bourne or the Bond series. And with a little luck, he will be on the screen soon.
All right, and if you had your druthers, who do you see playing him?
You know what? My first goal is going to be to get a story and a script that I'm satisfied with. We have to do that before we start talking about actors.
And
there are a number of people that would like to play the role. There are a number of people who I think could play the role. But for the time being, I'm going to stay focused on writing the next Alon book and helping the screenwriters get a story together.
So you won't actually be writing the screenplay, you'll just be editing.
I'm going to leave that in the hands I believe that movies should be made by people who know how to make movies, and I would like a very, very talented Hollywood screenwriter to take a look at my body of work and produce the first draft of the script, not me.
Daniel, thank you so much for spending some moments with us today. I loved your book, and I know readers will be really mesmerized when they pick it up. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye.